It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
Speaking, please.
Who's this?
This is Mr. Mercer. Who's this?
This is Jim Shula, the owner.
Do you own the bowling alley down there?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're the fella that I need to talk to. Listen, my boy Raymond has come down with a health problem, and we took him to the doctor, and we have traced it back to y'all's bowling balls there.
Bowling balls?
Your bowling balls, yes, sir, Bob. But did he got some nail fungus from the holes in your bowling balls? On his fingernail, and now he spread it to his nose, and then he's kind of gotten into his private areas down there. We was talking to the doctor, and he said that there was two or three other people that had come down with the same thing, and he was wondering about it, and we got to looking into it, and every one of them had come by your daggone bowling alley and bowled.
I'll tell you what, this first I've heard of it in the 5 years or even since this place has been in existence.
Well, he lost three fingernails already, and the worst thing about it is, Jim, he lost his job down to the Sonic because his fingers was grossing out the customers because they was losing his nails and everything.
So I don't understand that.
Well, maybe you'd understand if I told you that we could work this out one of two ways. You owe me right now $114 for the money that boy would have made last week. Plus $27.50 for fungi medicine.
And?
Well, and then you're going to have to keep paying it for every week that he can't go back to work. He's healing up, but he can't go back in for a while. We can either handle it that way, or I just come down there and whoop your daggum ass.
Well, I think you better get a lawyer or something, because I can't see why it's from my bowling balls.
It's from your daggum bowling balls, is what the doctor said. It was a nail fungus from down there.
Let me talk.
Caused his daggum fingernails to fall off. I'll be on you like a swarm of bees if we can't get this took care of.
Let me talk to the doctor. I want to talk.
Listen, I tell you what, you're going to either settle this with me or we're going to have us a squaring off.
Well, you come on down and we'll talk about it. We sure will talk about it.
There ain't going to be no talking about it. I need $114 for the money that boy would have made this last week, plus about $27.50 for the daggum medicine for him. And that's going to be out of your pocket till it heal up and he can get back to work.
I want to talk to the doctor.
Well, you're going to talk to me, and I'm going to knock your teeth down your throat so far you're going to have to drop your pants to chew your food. That's the way it's going to work with me. Doctor said it wasn't the first case of it down there. You spread nail fungus from your daggone bowling ball.
That's the first I've ever heard of nail fungus from bowling balls.
Well, by God, you've heard of it now. It's going to cause you to have about three or four pop knots on your head. How big a boy are you?
Well, I didn't worry about it. Let me have the doctor's telephone number. Why don't you let me talk to the doctor?
You ain't going to talk to the doctor, daggummit. What are you going to tell him?
I want to ask him what it is from there. Why does he's the only one out of, I got over 500 people that come in here a week, and you're telling me it's from my bowling balls.
Yes, sir. And it spreads up to his nose and a crack in his butt.
No, I can't see that.
How big a feller are you?
Hey, I'm off.
You going to be there all day long?
I'll be there. Come on down.
Well, by God, I'll be down there.
Okay, come on down.
I'll talk to you.
I sure will.
All right, because I guarantee you, I'm going to get this money out of you, or I might just have you call his daggum Sonic manager and fess up that the used bowling balls was the one that's causing this thing. His Sonic manager, maybe he could put him back to work in there with rubber gloves and, you know, stuffing hot dogs and buns and such.
What's your boy's name?
My boy's name is Raymond Mercer. He works for a fella down to the Sonic named Nick Barnett. Sonic manager down there.
No idea who that is.
Do you not know Nick Barnett?
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
Full butter.
Hello, Jim.
Huh?
How you doing?
Who's this?
Phil and Brent, Roy D. Mercer, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now tell me you don't know Nick Barnett.
He sicked us on you.
Oh, he did.
It's a joke. It.
Oh, my goodness, man. You guys, yeah, I'll tell you what, you caught me at a bad time because I'm already pissed off because my roof's leaking.
And it's raining.
In here with this finger fungus.
Yeah, finger fungus, and his roof is leaking.
Oh, My roof is leaking like hell, man.
Hey, if them boards warp to the middle, I could roll a strike every time.
Lord have mercy. I couldn't figure out how in the hell somebody would catch ball fungus off of a...
No, nail fungus. He ain't got the ball fungus yet.
Well, by the time he was done scratching, he had ball fungus.
All right, that's one of my favorites. As R.D. Mercer and Finger Fungus. Boy, Raymond works at the Sonic. I don't know how he thinks about this stuff. Like I've said on earlier shows, I get some time here in the winter. I'm gonna do my own version of this. But I'm gonna call Anchorage businesses. I can poke fun at Anchorage businesses, but that'd be fun, wouldn't it? A little local version of R.D. Mercer, who's passed away here a few years ago, I think. And I don't know. I always got a kick out of that. When we go hunting up the river. Oh, by the way, this is Craig with the Outdoor Show. When we go hunting up the river, we'll play that, sit around the campfire at night and have a beer and listen to little R.D. Mercer and tell stories. And I don't know, it's always fun. I can hear them over and over, but I really enjoy them. It's just good old practical prank jokes. Anyway, let's see. Speaking of practical jokes and pranks, and one of my favorite things we did when we had three really classic Alaskans still kicking was when I was a dealer for Ski-Doo snow machines and Can-Am and all that stuff. We always had unique commercials. People always appreciated it. I like to use humor in the commercials or kind of shock and awe or something unconventional. That's the secret advertising, is you got to stop and get their attention, make them listen to the whole spot or have it entertaining enough where they want to. Seems like a simple procedure, but most people miss it. But anyway, we had Urban Rahoy, you know, a legend. Urban Rahoy, he lived to 102 years old, died, I don't know, here 3-4 years ago. He was born the day after Teddy Roosevelt died. He was born in 09, January 7th of 09. So yeah, he would be, oh yeah, he'd be 108 now. So yeah, it was 6 years ago, I guess. Holy cow. Anyway, Urban Rahoy, who's a local legend, Cliffy Everett's, who started Everett's Air, his son Rob runs it now, Rob and Susan and the crew there in Fairbanks and Anchorage. They're huge. I think they have hundreds of employees. They're one of the bigger employers in the state. And of course, Bud Fate, who was in the legislature for many years, a dentist here in town. He's Dan Sullivan's father-in-law, was Julie Fate's dad, was married to Mary Jane Fate. You've probably seen him if you listen to the show or if you ever watched the Super Bowl. We had these commercials we did. You can still see them. You can go to their website and watch them. I think they're in two different websites. One is compos.org, www.compos.org. You can't go to compos.com because that got bought out by the people that bought the Delta Power Sports, so you'll go over to the website. But if you want to watch some classic old videos, there's lots of cool old hunting and fishing videos that we made over the years. My daughter Emily filmed a bunch of them. She filmed a lot of these commercials. But we did these funny commercials with those guys, and people just always ask about them. So that's where you can see them. Go to, I think they're also on Laugh You Long Time. It's our comedy channel, laughyoulongtime.com. But my favorite one is still the, there's several. We did three or four of them with Urban and the gang. But we did one where I was watching the Skidoo commercial, and it had these young guys on their bright yellow and red and blue Ski-Doos, and they were out in the powder, and they were jumping, and it was a regular factory footage, very well produced, and they all had matching gear. So I had the idea. I said, let's make a commercial about how young it's called 20 years younger, and how the new Ski-Doos ride so nice, it makes you feel like you're 20 years younger. And you see these guys out jumping and carving and everything. And then it turns out that it's these three old guys. They stop and take their helmets off. Then we cut to them, real life. and they're on the same kind of machines, the same color outfits, and they pull their helmets off, and Urban Rahoy shakes his head, and the caption says, Urban Rahoy, 95. And he says, wow, it feels like I'm 75 again. It's one of my favorite lines. Then they use a lot of the younger kids lingo when they're talking, and it's just I think I can I'm gonna I know you can't see it, but I'm gonna play it for you just because I love this commercial.
With the new Skidoo from Compos, riding has never been easier. At the end of a full day of riding, you'll swear you feel 20 years younger.
Wow. It feels like I'm 75 again.
That was epic.
That was gnarly.
Man, these sleds rip.
That was tight.
Dude, that was legit.
This thing is sick.
This is one sick puppy.
Let's keep riding.
Get down to Compos and check them out.
And then they ride off into the sunset. That was so much fun. And I tell you, when we did that commercial, I forget where we were, up off Chino Hot Springs somewhere. We just took the machines up there, had the guys come up. Got them in their gear, and they would come up and they hit the kill switch. They actually drove up, hit the kill switch, which was the cut from the factory footage, like they were taking a break. And Rob and I and the film crew was there. I forget who else was there. Rob Everts and I and a couple others, we would give them their lines. Of course, they didn't have to say it all at once. It was a cut and paste type thing. You know, how you video, you just take different angles and you do all one person's lines first and then the other, and then they go in and edit them together. But we were literally on our knees crying. We were laughing so hard. Like one of Cliffy's lines was, he looked over at Bud's sled and he goes, "That thing is sick." Like a 20-year-old would say. And he looked at us and he goes, "Are you sure this is right, Craig?" I said, "What?" He goes, "Why would I say that? That doesn't sound very, very like I'm saying nice things about your skidoos there." So, no, it's just the way kids talk anyway. Just read the line there, Cliffy. And Rob and I are in tears. We're literally wiping tears every time he'd say that. "This thing is sick," or "gnarly. This thing is gnarly." And then they ride off. So that was one of the more fun spots we did. We did another one for Can-Am where Urban comes riding up on his side-by-side. Bud and Cliffy are sitting around a campfire with these hot dogs, kind of those longer foot-long hot dogs, and they got them on a stick, and they're hanging down over the fire. And Urban's sitting there too. And Urban's asking him about that. He goes, you guys' rig still in the shop? Because they don't drive Can-Am. They had a different brand. And they go, "Yeah, they're all depressed." And he goes, "Not mine." And then it shows footage of Urban going, a guy going through mud and up and over rocks and everything. And he's talking about, he goes, "I drive it like I stole it. I love my Can-Am. It's great in the mud." He goes on and on. And as he's talking about it, they cut back to him at the fire scene. And his hot dog is now pointing upward. It's bent upward. And Bud says, "Cliffy, have you ever seen him so excited?" And he said, "No." And then it goes on and on. But we got in trouble with that one because at the end, Urban says, "Well, time to go pitch the tent." And you see the back end of the guy crawling in the tent. And then after he does, the tent zips down. A pretty girl pokes her head out, looks both ways. And Cliffy back at the fire says, "Yeah. Yeah, we screwed up. We should have bought a Can-Am." And that commercial got us in a little bit of hot water. We put that commercial on television. And the funny part was Don Young was there, Congressman Don Young. He had just heard about it the night before. He goes, "Hey, can I just go watch you guys film this? This is going to be fun." I said, "Yeah." So him and Nan came out, and we're out at Rob Everett's place, and we're filming it around this campfire. Oh, that's another funny thing that happened. We had these props all made up, the hot dog that was bent upward and whatever, and we had him leaning up against a tree, and as we're getting the camera set up, Rob's dog grabbed that hot dog stick and ran off with it. It took 30 minutes with, like, pre-bent wire and everything to get. I must have taken 10 of them to make it. I made this upward-bent hot dog to simulate this excited Can-Am owner, and it was hilarious. And we're running around trying to catch this dog saying, "Don't, please." And we got it back. And So we had that. But my daughter Emily filmed this one, and she had said, whatever you do, don't show the props to the guys. I want their natural laughter. So anyway, we did that. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, that was just a great memory we had. Anyway, we'll be back after this commercials and talk about something different.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
Decoy Dan. Decoy Dan. Switched his party to take on an honest man. He's a puppet for Peltola, and his whole campaign's a scam. With the IQ of a smoked Virginia ham. Now the Sullivan we all know, 30 years a proud Marine, always fighting for Alaska, working hard for you and me. And the rumor is it's Schumer who came up with Decoy Dan. So just remember.
Just remember.
When you think of Dan J. Sullivan, just remember
J for Jerk.
Oh, it almost brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it? This is Craig. We're back with, let me turn that off. We're back with the rest of the outdoor show. We were talking before. Oh, come on. There you go. Anyway, we were talking earlier about the fun times we had, and that kind of ties in the Peltola commercial. Of course, she's running against Senator Dan S. Sullivan. S as in Senator. That's another easy way to remember it. S as in Senator, J as in Jerk. But anyway, you can make your own decision there. It's just awfully coincidental what happened there. Isn't it just so bizarre if you look into the details of that and how people just vanished at the last minute when it was time to report or answer to who went in and who actually filled the paperwork out for Dan J. Sullivan. It's just crazy. But anyway, Dan S. Sullivan, his father-in-law, was Bud Fate, who was featured in these commercials as well that we talked about earlier in the show. The third commercial we did was really interesting. My daughter Emily again filmed this one, but it shows the three of those guys going up the river in a jet, an SJX jet boat, and they see a caribou on the side of the river, and it's standing there, and it's looking at them. It's got a nice rack on it, and Bud stands up with his rifle and puts it in the sights, and then he looks back over to Urban and he goes, "This just ain't right." And so he puts the gun down, and they're coming downriver, and the next thing you see, this caribou is live in the boat with them with a rope tied off in the bow. We actually put a caribou, a reindeer, in the front of the boat and came downriver with it, which was not easy in the upper Chena. That was a little difficult getting it in the boat, and then once it got in there, it stood there just fine. But and then they pull up into town. They feel better about, you know, having taken this caribou live. And then the next scene you see, they're sitting around a table eating caribou meat after you hear a big bang in the backyard. So they took the caribou home, shot it, and then Urban says, "Yeah, I swore when I was 95 I was done packing meat." and they're laughing, they're all laughing, and then Bud Fate holds a selfie stick up with a camera on it, and he says, "Hashtag sausage." And these guys were just, they were such good sports with all this. We had so much fun. You know, we were marketing our boats and stuff, but we're using humor. And we played these commercials a lot during the Super Bowl. We'd always play them during the local version of the Super Bowl. And people just loved it. People would come into the shop and say, "Hey, can I see that again? Where can I get a copy of that?" So it was fun. It's fun to do that with marketing. You want people to remember the commercial. You know, there's some national ads. I cannot stand some of these ads. Progressive Flow and these. It's just, some of these are just, to me, they're just stupid. They don't mean anything. They're not talking about, they don't show the product. They really just, they're just trying to get you to laugh, but a lot of times it backfires. Some of them are good. I like Mayhem with the Allstate. I always like him. He's digging for fries under his seat. Who hasn't done that, right? He drives off the road. He rolls his car, goes through the windshield. But I've played Mayhem a couple times during Halloween. I like to dress up as TV celebrities, and I've got some good ones there. But anyway, those guys, I gotta tell you, I mean, they were so much fun to work with. Just absolutely remarkable men. They got a lot done in their careers. Urban, you know, became a really good friend of mine. I just look forward to sitting down with him, having conversations with him, having dinners up at Bill Satterberg's house or wherever we went. You know, he died at 102 years old. And he was a pilot for over 80 years. Imagine that, 80 years flying, over 80 years. He was a hunting guide, real estate developer. You know, he started flying in his 30s. In the 1930s, he's like 16, 15 or 16. Went on to serve as a pilot in World War II. He had a little airplane, a ragwing airplane that they flew. Him and his wife packed everything they could in it. Flew from Iron Mountain, Michigan, to where Abby is from, to Fairbanks. Homesteaded on the Tanana River. You know, he really was a sourdough. I think he told me stories, three different crashes he had, plane crashes. And you know, he always mentioned, just, you have to stay calm. The worst thing you can do in a panic situation is panic. And so he'd stay calm, and he walked away from all three of his crashes. One of them was down in Canada somewhere. It was really scary, the way he described it. But it was in the middle of nowhere, and he wound up setting the thing down. You know, the airplanes were all damaged, but him and passengers always got out without a bruise. But over 20,000 hours of flying in his 80 plus years, 20,000 flying hours. He got the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award in 2012. He got a tribute by Dan Sullivan. And it, he would have got it whether Sullivan was his son-in-law or not. I mean, not his son-in-law, but was a friend of his son-in-law. I mean, he deserved – Urban, there was no question he deserved the accolades, and pretty amazing. You know, he trained airmen to fight in the war. He rescued people in trouble in the bush all the time. You know, he would always be the guy that would go out in nasty conditions and rescue folks, land on roads. Anyway, and then Lakeview, a lot of you know Lakeview Trailer Park's been around forever. He developed that park. He saw the demand. He saw all these vehicles with, you know, when he was flying up here in his little airplane, he saw all these rigs on the road with campers behind them. They had nowhere to, like little travel trailers, they had nowhere to live. And so he told me the story about meeting with Ed Rasmussen and Elmer Rasmussen, bankers. Ed had just passed away recently, Elmer quite a while ago, but how he lobbied them. He said, nobody in Fairbanks will lend me money, and I want to develop this area. And they lent him the money. And I asked Ed Rasmussen when I was down at the Sturgeon hearing. I had dinner with him and Dan Sullivan and some others. We had a big dinner at the Occidental there, and I asked him about that story, and Ed said, that's exactly how it happened. Yep, he goes, we lent money on character, not collateral. And, of course, Urban Rahe had no shortage of character. He raced in the Tired Iron, you know, our vintage snow machine races, until he was 101 years old. Unbelievable. And I remember that very last race with a lot of deep snow, and we had we had the track set up, and one of the volunteers, moved the wrong gate. And so instead of just going in two big circles with these 90-year-old guys, he got on the main course, and it had 20 some lefts and right, then rights. And it was just like, after it started, we couldn't stop him. And of course, Urban had no use of his left arm because he had had a stroke a couple of years earlier. And so he had just asked us to duct tape his left hand to the handlebars. He's only going 20 miles an hour at the most anyway, not even that fast most of the time. But he got so tired by the end of it, on the way to the finish line, the last bend, he couldn't control the steering, and he went up and over the berm and flipped it upside down in about 4 feet of fluffy snow. And I'm up there on the trailer doing the play-by-play, and I set the mic down and we all ran out there. It was crazy because he's under the snow machine, under the snow, and this guy's 101 years old at the time. We had 101 written on his machine, and he's okay. You know, we get him upright and we stand him up, and he's nothing's broken. He's talking, and we said, okay, we're gonna get you in the heated trailer. We're gonna get the medical team over there and check you out. And he looked up and he goes, points at the flag. He goes about 150 yards away. He goes, is that the finish line? We said, yeah, that's finish line. That's where the trailer's at. He goes, get me back on the sled. And so I said, you sure? Yeah, yeah. So we got him back on the sled. We had the American flag on the back of his, he wanted the American flag on the back of his snow machine that had been on there. I think it fell off, so we got it back on there. And in he came to the most outrageous applause and standing ovation. It was something special. It still makes me tingle a bit, not up my leg, but it still makes me feel really good about the guy. What an amazing guy he was. Urban Rahe, Cliffy Everetts, and Bud Fate was just such wonderful people. Fairbanks needs more people like that. We just recently lost Dennis Wise, another really special person, did so much for Fairbanks. So much for the economy, so much good, that, you know, the food bank, rescue mission, just absolutely an amazing man. We'll probably dedicate a whole show to Dennis Wise here soon. But anyway, Fairbanks is made up of those kind of people. You should be lucky you live here. It's a wonderful place because of the people. If it wasn't the quality of the people here, Fairbanks would be just another spot on the map. But thank God it's not. This is Craig Compo with The Outdoor Show. I appreciate you tuning in and putting up with my stories about these old guys. I really miss them. Take care. God bless, and be safe out there.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio, streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.